Thank you, Mr. President. Like colleagues from Canada, Australia and Morocco, and following your introduction, I can only agree and fully share the considerations you've voiced. This week is the time of decision making for the Conference on Disarmament to show that it is able to continue the work that started or that restarted last year with the establishment of subsidiary bodies. And I would like to remind us all here in the room that what we're deciding on is, as you said, Mr. President, just a procedural decision. It's not a decision where we agree on any substantive issues. So what we decide here is merely to continue to discuss what we are mandated to discuss. Yes, my delegation entirely agrees with the text you have put forward. It doesn't make us happy 100%. We would like to see some changes to it, but in light of what I've said just a moment before, we are ready and fully endorse the draft you've put forward. It is the result of extended consultation and extensive listening on your part, Mr. President, to the various and to the differing opinions on how this text should be formulated, and I feel that you've done a very good job in incorporating and taking on board a lot of the proposals that were made here in the Council chamber, and I suspect also in the extensive bilateral consultations, as you said, you've had. So I agree entirely with the conclusion of that this is the best we can get. The optimum is the enemy of the doable. So, and time is running out. So I would only say, let us agree on what we have in front of us. Thank you.